So, Darren, not the start of the season that everybody was hoping for, clearly.
No, not the start. I mean, obviously, we had a full house here at West Brom, and everybody's arrived here looking for the season campaign to open off with 3 points. But it's never easy in this league. We know this championship is very, very tough, and we clearly seen evidently today what's expected going forward in this championship. And it's a good wake-up call for everybody that for the neutralists, if they think that we're going to arrive in this league and have it our own way, it's not going to be the case. I want to give Bolton credit because they knew the game plan had to come up here to come and play against us, and it worked, and they executed it perfectly, really. Obviously, for us, we're very disappointed to lose the game on two set plays. Never nice to lose a game on a set play, but we have, and it's an early wake-up call. What lies ahead of us in this real tough division?
As you've acknowledged, Bolton were very well organised, often had everybody back behind the ball, and you struggled to break them down, in truth, Darren, didn't you?
We've had great success over this football club over many, many seasons by playing that very, very style. You will never hear me criticise that style because it is a very, very effective way. And West Bromwich Albion have built over seasons gone and passed on based on that system. It's a really, really effective way of playing football. So that's why it's credit to Bolton. And we here at West Brom have to find ways when teams come up to the Hawthorns and want to play that way of breaking them down. It's new experiences for some of us here at the Hawthorns, and you know. But I'll pick the bones out of the game and look at the positives. And there were some positive things in terms of what we was trying to do, but also at the same time, from the defending side and the set plays, we've got to be switched on certainly better. To try and deny those. It's not worked out for us today. We had enough chances or half chances to cause more problems. But over and all, you know, we've lost the game down. You don't get much time to think of it because we've got to go again on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I mean, the outstanding positive today was Harvey Barnes' goal, wasn't it?
A fantastic strike. He's got wonderful quality. We've brought him at the football club because he possesses those. And you know, when he's in that mood and he's got that quality in the final third, he's capable of doing that. And we've seen clearly an evident of that. We've seen it in pre-season with him, and we're really pleased to have him here at the football club because he's a very, very good player.
And again, it's early days, I appreciate that, but defensive communication seemed to be a bit of an issue today. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, you got times when you know, the ball were bouncing in areas where we didn't want it to be bouncing in areas. But again, you know, Rob, you know, that's a new partnership and in there. So, you know, I don't envisage that being too much of a problem. And that, you know, it's just we'll pick the bones out of today's game. We'll analyse it, and then we'll look through it, and then regroup again on Monday and get prepared for another tough game on Tuesday.
I just wanted to ask you, Craig Dawson and Solomon Rondon weren't involved today. Rondon, we understand, is close to going to Newcastle. What can you say about that?
Any news on any players exiting the club, you'll be the first to know from myself. They're still here at the football club. If there's any news need going out to everybody, we'll be the first here at West Brom to announce that news.